الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. The ayat al-kareema I've recited is a famous ayat which every Muslim perhaps knows. And also, the translation perhaps every Muslim knows. But our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the common translation we know is correct, but it's not complete. Because this is in Arabic grammar what is called Jumla Ismiya, a nominal sentence. And also the verb that is used in the sentence is Fa'al Mudari. And both of them show on continuity, continuous. So the proper complete translation is all the time. Allah Ta'ala is sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the malaika are also sending all the time durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah Ta'ala commands us, sallu, which is the verb which is of command. And command is also made of mudari, that is you, oh the believers, also continuously send durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the complete translation. So in this ayat, the very first part is that Allah Ta'ala is sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is the meaning of Allah Ta'ala sending durood? Of course, Allah doesn't do it as ibadat. We do it as an act of worship, ibadat. Whose ibadat must Allah make? Allah is the worshipped. He is not the worshipper. So who must Allah, what is the meaning? So the meaning of this is, there are two meanings the ulama give. One is made clear from one occasion that took place in Masjid al-Nabawi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the mimbar and this ayat was revealed, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have made very high your remembrance, your dhikr. The remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, we have made it very high. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who were present, that what is the tafsir, the meaning of this? The translation is known, but what is the actual meaning? Sahaba, who an embodiment of respect and adab, they did not show that we are big know-alls and we know everything. They immediately said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know better. And from here we learn a great lesson of adab and respect. Today if there is an issue about the sighting of the moon, about halal and haram, about a divorce issue, almost everyone becomes a mufti. A person is reclining in his couch, he got a cigarette in his mouth, he's got Western clothing, no topi, but he's giving his opinions on what the issue should be. So that is total disrespect. We should have total respect, and for which department a thing belongs to, leave it to that department. A plumber must not interfere in the electrician's work. And a carpenter must not interfere with the bricklayer's work. You got your department, so there is the department of the ulama and the muftis. Whenever these things come about, say what the ulama decide, what the muftis decide. That was the nature of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and we should imbibe that nature in us. Anyway, then Allah Ta'ala sent the tafsir with Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. There is a very rare occasion where Allah made tafsir. Otherwise, tafsir of the Quran, a famous Ibn Kathir, Jalalain, Baydawi, many tafsir kitabs, but there is a tafsir of Allah Ta'ala. So what a tafsir won't that be? And what was that tafsir? Allah Ta'ala said the meaning of it is, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. That whenever I will be remembered, Allah said, I've made the arrangement in the world, you will be remembered with me also. So how great is not the remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is the durood of Allah on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if we see, due to geographical differences in time in the world, we are making now Jummah, Zuhr time, Jummah time. Somewhere they are making Fajr now. Somewhere they are making Asr, somewhere Maghrib, somewhere Isha, in the world different times. So azans are taking place every split second in the world. For example, Cairo, how many masjids? Karachi, how many masjids? Bombay, the whole world, Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta, the world is full of masjids. And according to Hanafi time, we give azan little later. Shafis give in awwal waqt. So without any doubt, every split second of the day, there are azans carrying on in the world. And those azans are in the air waves all the time. And every azan must have, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, the zikr of Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Without that, the azan will not be complete. In the morning when we wake up, the first thing we say, or we should say, what our du'as? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When we sleep at night, the last thing we should say, again, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When a child is born, adhan and takbir are given in his ears. Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When his janazah namaz is made, where there is Allah zikr, subhanakallahumma in thana, and then that namaz will not be complete until we don't read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. When a person dies, close the eyelids, we put him in the qabr, bismillah, Allah zikr, wa ala millati rasulillah. So Allah made this arrangement 24 hours, every split second, from north to east, south to west, from morning to night, from childhood till death, Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. So how Allah has not made high the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other meaning of Allah sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Allah Ta'ala is sending torrents, huge amounts of rains of rahmat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every split second. All the time, if a person goes to the Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe, Zambia, or he goes to the Niagara Falls, America-Canada border, then even if he stands at a big distance from the waterfalls, that water that is falling, the splashes of it will wet your clothes. They always offer there that you buy a rent a raincoat, and that your clothes don't get wet. Much more than all the waterfalls of the world, Allah's Rahmat Falls is coming down on Rozai Mubarak every moment. And when we go there, and Allah has given this ummah only this great honor that at a distance of about 7-8 meters you stand from your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other, nobody else knows where their Nabi is also. Or they can't get to their Nabi. We know exactly where our Nabi is, and we can at any time book our tickets, go away for ziyarat, and you are right in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you are reading your salawat there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listens to you directly. And according to many ulama, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeing you also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is answering to your salam also. Yeah, maybe a question comes to mind, that we know today the crowds for Salatul Salam also, huge crowds. The guards all the time, harrik, harrik haji, move, move, move. Everyone making salam, how is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answering to everyone's salam? Today it's not difficult to understand. We understand the antenna, the aerial of the cell phones. At this given moment, how many calls are going to that antenna? And then it's sending it to which parts of the world? every moment, 24 hours nowadays, cell phones are being used so much. How many calls are going? When man can make this, what is it difficult for Allah to make for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he hears all those salams and the salams from around the world which the malaika convey. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears and replies to every salam. So Allah, one important thing, and it is for this reason that we should go to Ahlullah, Awliya, sit in their company. That if you go to Victoria Falls, etc., you have to put on a raincoat so that your clothes don't get wet. Yeah, when we go to Rauza Mubarak, we have to take off our raincoat of gunas, of sins. Because we go with the raincoat of sins, Allah's rahmat is coming, but we got the raincoat of sins, so that rahmat is not falling on us. We see many people go for Hajj Umrah, no namaz they are making. When they come back, no namaz. They go, no beard. They come back, no beard. Women go, no parda. They come back also, no parda. Because that rahmat didn't fall on them. We went, therefore, go in the company of Ahlullah, who will make you make tawbah. In fact, one interpretation of making bayat with a sheikh is that, mujhe tawbah kara dijiye. Let me make tawbah, give me my tawbah. And this is what the sheikh says, I make tawbah of all my sins. And then he guides you on further. So when you are free of sin, now you took off that raincoat of sin, now Allah's rahmat comes. So that is the salawat, durood, which Allah is sending on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every split second. And then, وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ and the malaika, the angels are also continuously sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of the malaika, the angels, farishta sending durood? They are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, we haven't got a ta'alluq, a connection with our Nabi. We don't know who our Nabi is, what his value is. So we don't even remember him. Where are we going to praise him? If a person is going to take delivery of his top-of-the-range Mercedes-Benz on Monday morning, whole weekend he'll be cleaning the garage. He'll be putting a 5-shield carpet for the Mercedes-Benz. He'll be doing, and he'll be talking to his friends, thinking, oh, my Mercedes is coming. He'll look at the manual. Oh, they said this also it can do. This feature also it got. All the things, he thinks about it. Because we don't know our Nabi, we don't think of our Nabi. Otherwise, a person who knows will all the time be in durood, in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, when Allah Ta'ala himself says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we have made your zikr most high. Most high of all the creation. Ba'adas khuda, tuhi buzur qissa mukhtasar. After Allah, there is nobody else worthy of praise besides Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest praise, the greatest honor. But we don't even think, on a Jummah, we don't think of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. We go to Medina Sharif. How many of us are more interested in sports commentaries? In the politics, what's happening around the world? And we don't know how to read durood also. So this is the praises. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you have got the most highest of akhlaq. In fact, the correct interpretation of it is, we have given you the franchise, the sole agency of akhlaq and good character and morals. Anyone who wants good character and morals, they can't get it from any dealer in the world. Only from the threshold of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us study a kitab on the seerat, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the akhlaq, character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We don't, so that doesn't come into us. Outwardly, we got a nice big beard, topi, big buzurgs, big maulana, but ask the wife, what is the character of this person? Ask the neighbor, what kind of a man is this? Because we haven't got the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody in the world will dare make a poster of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these posters and all this, what they are doing, nobody, if we showed the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the world. We are showing the picture of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the akhlaq, we can't even show it to our wives. We can't show it to our children also. We can't show it to our neighbors also. So if we study seerat, then this will come into us. So the malaika are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Quran is full. of the praises. Hazrat Hassan ibn Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the poet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us, we wonder, what is this poetry in the masajid? Ash'ar that are being sung. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion ordered Hassan ibn Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to sit on the minbar and sing the praises of Islam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he said, we rendered one poem, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said more. Until he said, hatta anshattu mi'ata abiyat. Until I had said 100 poems in the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, of Islam, of Quran Sharif, against the enemy of Islam, etc. Amongst those poems he says, wa ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni. More beautiful and handsome than you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my eye has not seen any person. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ. And more beautiful than you, no woman ever gave birth to anyone as beautiful as you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. Allah created you free of every fault. If we look in the mirror, sometimes we think my nose is too big or too flat, my lips are too thick or too thin, my ears are too big, my complexion is not right. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made him free of any defect whatsoever. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءَ. Allah made you as though how you would have liked to be, Allah made you like that. These are the outer qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the inside qualities are by far much more superior. Hazrat Hassan ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, مَا مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي. I haven't praised Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my words. وَلَكِمْ مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدِي. But my words are being praised because I spoke of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People are saying, what the poet? I'm not the poet. My subject of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praises, that is the great and honorable thing. Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi, the famous great poet, and that also, how many of us heard his name? How many of us look at his poetry? Whereas the buzurgs and awliya, they read his whole kitab as a wazifa every day. The whole kitab, and off by heart they read it. In that he says that, فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam in his outward features also, and in his character and morals also. فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمِ. And none of them came anywhere near Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, neither in knowledge, either in compassion and kindness, in any quality. Today, Olympic races are won by split seconds, by hundreds of a second. They are won. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so to say, won the race with the anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he was at the weaning post, and they were not even seen on the horizon still. There was no sign of them at all. Such a Nabi Allah Ta'ala has given us. كَالزَّهْرِ فِي طَرَفٍ. In freshness, always, even if he just woke out of his sleep, he was fresh like a new budded flower. كَالزَّهْرِ فِي طَرَفٍ وَالْبَدْرِ فِي شَرَفٍ. And like the 14th full moon, when it is gliding in the sky, and as though it is tucking all the stars, its babies, into bed and covering them. More compassion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, not only with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, with the whole ummah. He was worried of us. He's worried of us on the day of Qiyamah. He told us, if you need me, look for me where the amal will be weighed. Look for me where the people will be crossing Pul Sirat. Look for me, I will be at Hawza Kawsar, giving Kawsar to the ummah. This is our Nabi, alayhi salatu wassalam. كَالدَّهْرِ فِي الْهِمَمِ. And as far as courage and resolution of firmness of doing something, he was like time. Time, what then, what happens? How many people are murdered, killed? Tsunamis come, earthquakes come. But time just carries on. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that strong determination and firmness that nothing could deter him in his mission. What a Nabi, Allah tabaraka ta'ala. فَمُحَمَّدُنَا هُوَ سَيِّدُنَا فَالْعِزَّنُ فَالْعِزُّ لَنَا لِإِجَابَتِهِ. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our august and grand master. An honor for us that Allah made us his followers. So when this is the case, this is the durood which the malaika are sending all the time in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the mu'mineen. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, the believers. And the believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. And a friend, a true friend, always desires good for his friends. Like we know many times, butter is going cheap in Checkers. You see the phone calls going to one another, must go buy the butter. Before they know what, all their butter is sold out. If there are some shares cheap and good shares, we phone our dearest friends, our sons, our immediate people, you must buy the shares. So Allah said, this business which I am doing, and we know many businesses. We know retail, wholesale business, car business. We know all types of business. But unfortunately, if we don't know one great business, hal adullukum ala tijaratin. Allah says, must I not show you one great business? One great business is of sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is such a business that where you buy, for example, for 1 rand and you sell for 70 rand. That's the minimum in my knowledge. No overheads, no other expenses you have got, no rentals to pay, no salaries. You buy for 1 million rand and you sell for 70 million. And that 70 million is with you wherever you are in the world. At the time of mort, it's with you in the qabr. And this is for one durood. It comes in the hadith sharif. A person who sends one time durood on me, Allah Rabbul Izzat sends 10 durood's on him. We with our dirty mouths, filthy hearts and mind. What is our durood? What's the value? But we send one durood on the beloved of Allah. Allah, who is Pak, Subhan, pure, clean, he sends 10 durood on you. You have made a profit of 10 already. You send one durood, Allah adds 10 good deeds to your record of deeds. 20 already you have made profit. Allah wipes out 10 sins. 30 already your profit has been made. Allah raises your stages in Jannah by 10, 40 already. Allah gives you the reward of freeing 10 slaves, 50. Allah sends 10 salams on you, 60. And one more also virtue, 10 farishtas make dua for you, 70. One durud, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us all read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have made what effort? We didn't invest 1 cent also. We didn't have to even drink water that my throat gets dry. I read one durood. What time did it take? While you're driving, you can do. Instead of learning, listening to all the haram music on the phone when you are on call. And how many of our Muslim businesses, they also got haram music while you are waiting for the call. You can be reading durood at that time. So one durood, and what rewards from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah Ali says, sending durood is like buying shares on the share market. And no question here whether it's halal or haram, whether it's jais or najais, 100% you must buy the shares of sending durood. And the reward of durood is up to 70, your returns are up to 70. And this shares, there are no limits, you can only buy 100 shares, class A shares, preferential shares. We are limiting it to a customer to so many. How many duruds you want to read, so many shares you are buying. And your dividends are not going to come after 1 year. Or after 1 year, that company doesn't exist anymore. All your investment is gone. This company, well, is solid forever. The company of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah Ali used to say that this business of sending durood, that so to say, the directors of this business is Allah Ta'ala himself and the Malaika. And so, and this business, if we have a business from 1920, we make sure we write everywhere, established 1920. Allah Ta'ala's business, Allah is since ever. That ever, that there is no ever before that also. Allah is forever. Since then, Allah is sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The malaika are always sending. They are the other directors. No fly-by-nights. You buy shares and next day that the business doesn't exist also. Continuously, you are getting your reward. And immediately, you're getting your rewards. And you don't have to go and deposit them. Allah deposits it for you. And in the bank of Allah, that bank doesn't go bank also. It doesn't go bankrupt. That bank is solid also. And that durood and Allahu Akbar. One person will be presented on the day of Qiyamah and his record of deeds in the pans of the scales, only gunas. And he says, I'm doomed, I'm going to Jahannam. Suddenly he sees a handsome young person coming and place a small piece of paper in the other pen, right hand side. And the weight of that small paper outweighs everything. He says, who are you? You haven't made my life. You have made my eternity. You have changed my direction from Jahannam straight to Jannat now. I was going in the blazing flames of Jahannam. Now I'm going into the enjoyments and pleasures of Jannat. Who are you and what did you put in my scale? He says, I'm your Nabi. And this is that one durood you sent off to me. Today I'm returning it to you and I'm giving it to you. One durood, if we keep on sending duroods, what won't be the position? So the malaika, so Allah commands us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, oh my friends, I'm showing you a great business. Buy the shares here. There is no better business you can do than this. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and salam taslima in abundance and with passion and with love. Not to complete numbers with enjoyment. That, oh, through you, our Nabi, Islam we have got. Islam is in the world. This beautiful masjid, this beautiful Jummah, this big crowd, through whose barakat? Barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This beautiful, whatever outward akhlaq we have got, this beautiful forms of sunnah that we have got, all this is the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allahu Akbar, the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, and Makkatul Mukarrama, and Rawdatul Jannah, and the Gumbat Khizra, and the Kaaba Sharif, all. Agar tu na hota, to kuch bhi nahi hota. If it was not for you, lawlaka lama khalaqtul khalq, there shouldn't have been Jannat, there shouldn't have been Medina, there shouldn't have been Makkah. Then we don't even send one durood. Ask ourselves, today is Jummah. Jummah is a day to increase, not to read durood, to increase our durood. How many of us, how many durood we read a day? Jummah, we don't even read one durood, forget increasing our durood. This is our condition. So Allah has given us this great grace. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Inna awlan nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah, aktharuhum alayya salatan. The person who will be the most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who sends the most durood. So it's up to us, every individual, you can exceed. And how many duroods you send, so much you will be the closest. The ulama have written three meanings of being close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is to be physically, bodily close. Who wouldn't want to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Qiyamah's day? It's up to us, every individual. You can read as many duroods as you want to. The more you are reading, the more closer you are going to be. The second meaning is, that person will have the most love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who reads the most durood. How much more durood we read, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will love us so much. And the third meaning is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make sifari shafa'at, intercede the most for those people who read the most durood. So it's up to us how much durood we read. It comes in the hadith, and I will end off with this, that al-bakhilu idha dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A stingy and miserly person is that person that my name is taken in front of him, and still he's so stingy, he can't even just move his lips and his tongue. And he can't even send one durood on me. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's favors upon us are so great. For example, if a person landed up in hospital 6 months, his rental is not paid, water and light account is not paid, they're threatening to cut out, to cut his water and light. Somebody comes and puts 100,000 rand in his hand, go sort yourself out. Whole life he'll remember that person. He'll tell his children, always make dua, and you must be always good to the... He helped us at the time when we... So millions and billions of people can have worse problems. More than that are the favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can't say one, jazakallah. What is the meaning of our durood? Our durood is, we are saying jazakallah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The meaning of our durood, we are making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't need our durood, our jazakallah and our dua. We get the benefit. Our durood, we are saying the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our durood, we are making dua, Allah must raise the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we couldn't do it, we didn't know how to do it. So Allah said, you send durood. But we don't send durood. We in return say to Allah, Allahumma salli. Allah, you send durood. We don't know how to send. Allah sends that durood and credits our account that you sent the durood. And we didn't know how to send. We should have spoiled everything. Allah's sending durood, perfect, beautiful, honorable durood, and Allah is crediting our account as though you sent. We gave an empty capsule to Allah, that, oh Allah, you send durood. Allah filled that capsule with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with duas which Allah prescribes and puts in, and Allah presents it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person who is stingy is that person who doesn't send even one durood. And to understand stingy, there is a Urdu proverb, Makki Chus, the person who sucked a fly. And these proverbs are not somebody thinks and makes them up. Something happens and a proverb gets made. A person was eating his soup curry and a fly fell inside. The fly started flying out. He caught the fly and he started sucking it. He said, you can go, I don't need you. But my soup you going with, how much soup on? And a dirty fly, insect, so dirty. How stingy? Wallah, more stingy than that person is the person who hears the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and does not read durood sharif. Now when all these things are being spoken about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our reaction must be that we read more durood. There was a couple, old couple, the husband used to go for Isha at night. The old, his wife, old lady, she finished make wuzu, she's only going to make Isha. So he used to put off the flame on the lamp. That now she doesn't need it, she's only going to make Isha. One day he came back from halfway going to the masjid, knocked on the door and he said, don't open the door, I forgot to put off the flame today, you put it off. She said that 60 years we married, you trained me so well, you didn't, you forgot, I put it off. But you so worried about that flame burning the wig and the paraffin oil burning so much. And what about the sole of your shoes that got worn out from you to come halfway back again? So he said, I took that into account. At that point, I took out my shoes and put them under my armpits. When I reach that point, I will wear them again. What a stingy man. Then she said, you said I mustn't open the door. Why? He said the hinges will get worn out so much. How stingy is that? But wallah, the person who doesn't send durood is even more stingy. See in which category we feel. We all like to be counted amongst the generous, but we can't even send one durood which doesn't cost and on who? On Nabi alayhi salam. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand. For this, we'll be having a Islahi Jalsa on Sunday night in Mallinson Road and 21, 22 and 23 of February in Azadville, so these realities can come. Carry on with all your work. Your business, you're a husband, you're a father, you in Jamaat work, you in Madrasa work, whatever. But add this dimension to it and see what great difference will come. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamd.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.